What's good, y'all? You guys know who it is. Ringside Rave. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and let's get into this podcast.
Shit, y'all, man. Let's go ahead and get into the other middleweight interim champion right now, Jermall Charlo. He was scheduled to be going up against Willie Monroe Jr. Willie Monroe got himself into some issues. Now he's been subbed out. And he also be co-main eventing with his brother, Jermell. Both of the Young Lions, as Jermell going to be going against Tony Harrison. So, man, I just want to get news opinion on this fight card. Is he anticipating? Does he bush it? Does he like it? And regardless of how he feels about it, what do you think the outcome going to be for both fights?
All I can see is Jermell Charlo. Because that's before Jermall Charlo. So I see Jermell Charlo setting the tone. Knockout victory over Tony Harrison. I see Tony Harrison. He has skill. He definitely has skill. He was giving Jared Hurd some work at first in their fight. And Willie Nelson gave Tony Harrison all that he needed to get with that one punch to finish the fight. Because that's the fight that Tony Harrison was winning. And Willie Nelson turned everything around. Jermell Charlo is much more aggressive, much more focused, much more precise. He's going to get Tony Harrison up out of there probably within 10 rounds. The main event, I mean, I can't see Korobov doing anything with Jermall Charlo. He's what, 35 years old? Ever since he got knocked out by Andy Lee, he's been fighting on dark matches and boiler room brawls against random fighters we've never heard of before. Like, he literally, I can't even say he got bushed. He got dark matched or something. We got to start thinking of another name. Like, people don't get bushed. He got sent right to the opening. He got sent to I like to call the 3 o'clock fights.
Yeah.
Fight. Y'all caught a fight?
Fight at the strip mall.
when you get in the car and the door is open at 3 and them dudes that's fighting at 4, but that car tonight don't start to 9. That's what he got sent to. So I got Jermall Charlo with an impressive performance on Fox for that one, as well as his brother.
Man, how you think this gonna go, Pat? Are you looking for it? Do you like the card?
Well, I mean, first of all, I like to say William Monroe Jr., you fucked up. You fucked up big time, my nigga. How are you gonna get popped for using a test booster, my nigga? Go out in the goddamn sun, take some vitamin D. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Get some zinc in your life, bruh. You don't throw away your money and, you know, in your curb moment over a goddamn test booster, man. Shit, if you're gonna get popped, take some fucking real test, my nigga. You know, see, Willie Monroe is just one incident after another with that motherfucker. So now we got Karabov back in there, and it makes this card that I wasn't really interested in all that much, because showcase cards for established fighters don't really do much for me, to just slightly more interesting, mostly because I want to see what Karabov has left. Because like I said, the last time anyone ever saw was, you know, when he was killed by Andy Lee, and he's been doing the Jobber to the Stars thing. So now it'll be a first time in about 3 years, I'm guessing. You know, we'll actually get to see him on TV, see what he has. And he's older now, while Charlo's in his actual prime. So my hope is, you know, we get like a good competitive fight and not something that Charlo's going to end in probably like, you know, 3-4 rounds, you know what I'm saying? You know, something of a competitive fight. But that's basically where my interest is, just the curiosity of what does Korobov have left after being out of the spotlight for so long for Charlo. The other fight, you have Tony Harrison versus the other Charlo for the belt. That one I'm not really as interested in. Like I said, I've met Tony Harrison. Tony Harrison is a cool motherfucker and everything like that, though. But this motherfucker has no stamina. Like, you know, they say he says he corrected his stamina problems. I didn't see it in his last fight against Ishe Smith, because he won a split decision, and it was he damn near almost gassed out in that fight too, against Ishe Smith. So I mean, he has skill. There's no question about that, though. But I think he's good. I think the fight's gonna, you know, it's gonna go to the later rounds, and he's probably gonna drown again. I hate to say it, but that's what's gonna happen. But I am rooting for him, though. You know, I do want him to turn the corner. you know, cross the fingers he actually does. So those are my thoughts on those two fights.
Okay, so listen, first of all, I co-signed Pat's sentiment. Willie Monroe, you fucked up. You know you don't fucked up, right? Like, you fucked up big time. But anyway, I don't want to talk about that. We don't want to give cheaters more shine. So it is what it is. So first off, I want to go with talk about Charlo and Harrison, because as I have said before, that should have been the main event. But unfortunately, the coin flip went the wrong way. But it is what it is. That's going to be the intriguing fight, because as everybody has said, and I agree, Harrison has skills. Harrison has always had skills. Skills is never the issue. He's never had a lack of skills. It's the lack of stamina and his chin. So how long is it going to be before he loses gas? Because he always runs out of gas. And he's going to get hit with a big shot. And Charlo's going to take him out. Jermell's going to take him out. It's just a matter of what round. I'll give him 7-8 rounds. So there's that. Now, originally, I had said about Jermell versus Corbo that, oh, you know what? That's a better fight than Monroe, because everybody knows that Monroe can be prone to stink up the joint. Now, Karabov will come to fight because he's a good fighter. He beat Uzkatagi and he gave Andy Lee all he could handle before getting knocked out. But we haven't seen him sit. Now, I'm not going to act like I know everything. So what did I do? I went and did my Google. And when I did my Google to see people who actually have seen Karabov fight since the Andy Lee push down, it's that A, he hasn't even really been able to make weight. He's been having problems with weight. Like, he's drained. Like, he's like, he hasn't even been able to really make 160 since then. So he's had issues making weight. So now you have to have him make weight in such short notice. Is he even going to make the weight and not look like a damn zombie come to fight? And also, they've been saying that he has been having stamina issues. Like, he looks spent. Like, I guess they said his fight with Brian Vera, which I didn't see, was like, he went four, like, after four rounds, he looks like a spent fighter. So, if this is the Karabov that we're getting, then I don't even think that this is going to be that much of a more entertaining fight than Charlo versus Monroe. So, if anything, this might end quickly. So, yeah. I don't think it's going to be as good as we think it's going to be. So, or if anybody thinks it's going to be good, he'll bring it for like 2 or 3 rounds. And after that, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be good. So it is what it is. Honestly, it's funny. We're not even talking about Dominic Brazil and Negron. I think that might be the best fight of the. That might be the best fight on the card.
Probably will be the best fight in the night.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, and I don't even like Brazil, but that might be the best fight on this card from an entertainment standpoint. So it is what it is.
Oh, gotcha, man. And Leon, man, you want to go ahead and drop some thoughts on this card of this upcoming Saturday?
Yeah, so speaking of entertainment, you know, I like to paint the picture, you know, because they put a lot of effort into this fight, into these fights, you know. They had the fights in New York. They had a coin toss, obviously, as we know, to, you know, decide who the main event was. I thought that was a good idea. And, you know, as we see, whether you in New York or Florida or wherever you at, you get in these Charlo commercials, watching NFL football, watching anything. Actually, no lie, somebody came to me at work and told me that they saw Inside PBC on Fox last night. So people is just scrolling through their channels looking for something to watch. And they discovering the Charlos, Mikey Garcia, Errol Spence, Deontay Wilder, all these guys. So, you know, they put a lot into it. As far as the fights, I see 2 knockouts. I think Harrison Charlo is going to be probably the most competitive fighter of the night. like y'all said, you know, Harrison, he boxes well, but you know, he lost to Willie Nelson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I remember watching that fight, and I remember him. He was winning that fight, and so I mean, I think he, you know, I don't think he's gonna hold up when you know, when Charlo starts, you know, bringing them combinations and that heat to him. So. And then in the main event, I won't lie, I don't know a lot about Corbo, but you know, I was watching Charlo Jamal throw, you know, throw his combinations and stuff on his on the pads, and I mean, you see knockouts like we were saying the other day. It's not like they just hit you with a punch out of nowhere. They're setting these punches up, and they're very accurate. Yep. And they know how to box. So, I mean, I think it's supposed to be a showcase for them. And like we all said, Willie Monroe, you fucked up. Like, you had the stage right here. I mean, you could have went from obscurity to at least being a meme or something. You know what I mean? You could have got Staverned or something. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You never know. but I mean, you know, I think it's going to be a good thing for boxing. And like I've been telling one of my partners at work, watch when... Errol Spence and Mikey Garcia about the fight, how they do that promo on Fox, because that's pay-per-view, so they have to sell it. And if they doing this for the first debut free fight, imagine what they're gonna do when it's time in March to sell that fight at Jerry World, mind you, at Jerry World. So,
right, you know,
and I was thinking about that too. I was like, well, shit, if the NFL and Jerry Jones and Errol Spence, well, shit, somebody, all of them got mutual interest now. You know what I mean? Because that's a stadium, and Jerry Jones is deep in the NFL, so he held a lot of weight. So I mean, it's gonna be a good weekend for boxing, man.
Shit, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked if they got a Super Bowl ad spot or something, like, or doing a Pro Bowl weekend or something. You know,
of course.
You can bank on that. Yeah, that's a given.
Of course. No. Is the Super Bowl still on Fox right now?
Actually, I don't know.
I think it might be on NBC now.
They alternate every year. Or now I think it's whoever's like...
No. I think Fox had the rights for the longest.
It'd be contracts. They'd be long-term contracts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyways, what y'all think next for the Spence brothers? Should they both emerge victorious? Hell, and Dominic Brazil. What's going to be next for him, too?
You call him
Spence, bro. Spence, Charlo, bro.
Yeah, you imagine two Spences, though.
You know what's crazy? I really think this weekend is going to be the weekend that the Charlos finally become the star that they supposed to be now, because they got the perfect opportunity. Nothing's going on this Saturday. Like, what's going on this Saturday? Like, what big football game is going on, really?
No game worth a damn.
You know, nothing really going on. Like, ain't no baseball.
Well, there are two NFL games on Saturday.
Yeah, they have NFL games on, but this is on Fox.
NFL games are earlier.
Right. You got this Charlo fight at nighttime. And they got the opportunity, because both of them are heavy hitters, aggressive fighters, to make themselves stars. For real. Tonight, I think that on Saturday, I think they may be able to do it. I think they may go 2-0 as far as KOs.
Hey, News, let me ask you, should Brazil win, you think your gut telling you he'll be the next opponent for Wilder?
Man, honestly,
I know it's so much politics and everything going on, and that's opened up another can of worms, but like I said, since you more than likely, would it be a 3-card fight on television, or would it just be the Charlos?
It's a 3-card fight.
That's
going to
be on TV.
Okay, so, yeah, my bad. Go ahead and answer, dog.
Yeah, I mean, Fox loves that motherfucker. They want him to get into a war.
Nah, man. I think that Brazil is going to be next for Deontay Wilder regardless. I mean, like, I thought he was a mandatory or something.
He is the mandatory.
Yeah, I thought he was a mandatory. Yeah, so I think that Brazil, that's just a matter of time. I think they're holding that fight like just in case something happens. If Wilder would have lost this fight with Fury, he definitely would have been fighting Brazil next. Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's that type of fight that they're holding back on, because I can't really see Brazil doing anything with Wilder. I know everybody's thing is about Wilder being sloppy, and I don't want to use this cast to talk about Wilder, but I just can't see Brazil taking those shots when everybody puts them down.
Yeah, I agree, man, because he was getting absolutely punished against AJ, man, so I can't imagine what Wilder would do.
Yeah, no, I mean, Brazil, but then also you can tell, like, because, you know, Wilder and Brazil, they still got some unfinished business outside of the ring, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Wilder was talking about catching bodies and shit, you know, and everything like that, and that was referring to him, you know, and the whole beef they had. So, I mean, you could sell that fight to a degree, but yeah, I don't see, Brazil would probably get KO'd very quickly, you know, because he takes too much punishment as it is right now. Yeah, but like I said, I mean, he's got, like I said, Fox loves that motherfucker because he comes on the network and he bleeds all over the place, and then he snatches victory from the jaws of defeat. So, yeah, for sure, he's gonna, you know, that he's gonna set that card off right.
And you know, all the PBC stars is gonna be there.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mean,
they gonna have everybody there. So definitely. I mean, maybe not, you know, some of the ones that's in camp like AB. But you know, that I saw Danny Garcia, you know, was heading to New York and shit. But
shit, yeah, you know, Tank should be there. If he haven't started, I know he probably haven't started the camp. He should be in that bitch though. But shit, man, what you think next, Leon, for the Charlos and in Brazil?
I mean, I think the Charlos is gonna fight again soon, and I don't know, man. I mean, like I said before, I don't see Canelo fighting nobody on Fox or Showtime. That's not on the zone. So I don't see Jamal fighting Canelo, and we got to see what Triple G do, because you know, he getting offers from all sides. He could go with the third fight with Canelo, or he could sign with PBC, but it's a slim roster at middleweight. So I don't see Jamal fighting Triple G even, maybe. So it's gonna be interesting to see what he does. I mean, even Andre, I mean, all middleweight is on the zone. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, then Jamel, obviously I see him fighting her this year. I think they might try to do it on pay-per-view, or it might I'm just going with my feeling, but
right
it's one of their best fights on their roster. If you look at how they've been moving, you know, Charlo and Herd. So, but even if it's not on pay-per-view, I think it's going to happen this year. I think they both going, like we know, they both going to have a fight in between. Herd got a fight as mandatory, Julian Williams. And then I don't know who Charlo going to fight, but they probably, they might have a hometown fight, you know, after this, since everybody's doing that. So yeah, that's what I see for them. And Brazil, he talking about Wilder running from him. I mean, so, I was like, oh, okay, and I just kept it moving. I mean, it don't do nothing for me, you know what I mean? So, but right. You know, I heard that Fury is ducking the rematch, so it might be Brazil. I don't know.
Well, I'll speak on that afterwards. But
go ahead, P.
Because I posted that Fury's coach is now saying that it's not a guarantee that the rematch between Fury and Wilder would immediately take place, and that he himself prefers that Wilder fight Joshua and Fury gets the winner.
So it seems don't care what you think, man. We got it here.
But it seems that, well, from what I'm seeing, it seems that Fury's team is more than willing to play the side and let these guys fight it out and then come back and just get the winner. But that's if that even happens, because you know that's never a given. We've been talking about this for a year and a half, about AJ and Wilder. So that might not, you know, that's still an obstacle that we don't know when it's going to be solved. Now, the thing is with Brazil, I see Brazil being the standby guy. Like, whichever piece is, like, missing to the puzzle, he gets put in the place. So, let's say that Wilder and Joshua finally meet, right, which everybody wants. But let's just say that finally happens. I could see Brazil fighting Fury. So that, and them kind of just going at it, and then, you know, Fury wins that, then he gets the win, like almost like a round robin thing, you know what I'm saying? But if the fight goes through, the falls through, of course, like always, we always expect that not to happen, then I think Brazil gets Wilder. So it kind of depends on how the other pieces fall, and then Brazil just shifts into the one who isn't doing anything. That's how I see it happen.
Bad, man. So,
and as for the Charlos, I mean, for Jermell, I obviously see him fighting Herd next year, but he'll take his you know, hometown fight. I agree, and because Herd's gonna fight J-Rock, so he's just gonna get like a little tune up, and then hopefully by the middle of the year, they both meet. So that's the collision course. We already know that it's going. It's a matter of when, not if. As for Jermall, it's a little tricky because I know that the WBC president, Mauricio Suleiman, is saying that after the fight on Saturday night, he's going to order Charlo and Golovkin to fight. And to, you know, either WBC mandatory, but you always know that never plays out like that. Because it seems like we always do the, oh, so-and-so is going to mandate so-and-so fighter to fight so-and-so, and then it ends up falling through. So I can't even trust that to actually happen.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But it's an option, but we don't even know what Golovkin is going to do. Loeffler,
do whatever Canelo them tell him to do.
His promoter is hinting at Golovkin's promoter is hinting that they're not like looking to sign a long term with anyone specifically. Just kind of seeing if they could do like one fight here and then one fight there. Kind of just dipping in and out whenever they want to. But because I think Golovkin has the juice to do that. I don't think he has to do the long game. He could do a short fight and just kind of just play whichever side he wants. So it all depends on what Golovkin's team decides to do. But I think everybody wants to see that fight. The fight that everybody would want to see. But I don't think Golovkin is going to rush to fight Charlo. And his team has made that clear, especially Abel. Fat Mario has made that clear that they don't really want any part of Charlo. So I don't see it happening, even though we do want to see it happen.
Gotcha. Man, and it's going to be interesting, man, because I still want to personally see Danny Jacobs and Big Charlo match up at some point, man. I think that'd be a fucking interesting fight. They had a little dust up early in this year, a little competitive dust up, but it's interesting to see if they're level to get, we can get them in the ring at some point. So I think that'd be a great fight, man.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good fight. I definitely want to see that after Jermall Charlo gets his opportunity at Canelo or GGG, because nobody wants to fight Jermall Charlo to mess up their chance to get Canelo. So I don't want Jermall Charlo, when it's his opportunity, to have to try to mess up it. Like, you gotta, basically the Tevin Farmer doing it right now every day on Twitter. I laugh about it. Like, he sit around and he give everybody the same thing they gave him. Like, you know, when I was down, when I didn't have a belt, y'all told me I had to earn my way up. I had to get my weight up. Now he talking down to people calling them, but like, it's Jermall Charlo turn. He's next in line to fight Canelo or GGG. One of them have to fight him though. That's the crazy thing about it. And the public ain't behind it yet. I don't know what, that's why I think it's so important. This Saturday is so important, because I think that if Jermall Charlo has a good enough performance, an impressive enough performance, that then the people would definitely ask for Canelo versus Jermall Charlo. I think that that's where he can get the Canelo fight or the GGG fight.
When I spoke to the guys at the Barclays press conference, they were adamant that neither of those guys wanted any parts of Charlo, and that Jacobs was offered many times the Charlo fight and turned it down and decided to go with Herd and HBO, and now he's with the Zone. So they're adamant about that. None of these guys want him. They don't think Jacobs is going to fight him. when I spoke to his team. They don't think Jacobs will ever fight him. Until like all the smoke has to clear, but it's obvious that Charlo is not Jacobs' priority, and it's not just Golovkin's priority too. They laughed, they taunted Golovkin there, saying how he was scared of Charlo, he wanted no part. And so it's the rumblings are getting there. People are talking about it. So if he has a good showing, and eyes are on Charlo, he can get people on his side to get the pressure to make these fights happen. So mm-hmm. That's why I agree with you that Saturday is very important, because it is the turning point in Charlo's career and what moves he can make afterwards. He can have the ball in his court if the chips fall the right way.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, and when I spoke to them at the press conference, they basically just, when I said Canelo, they just said Canelo is Canelo. And like, meaning he calls the shot. So everybody's kind of just trying to get in advantage to get to him. And he's just kind of just playing the game. Like Floyd calls the shot. Canelo calls the shot. So they didn't even really, they're not even talking about him because they have no control over that. But whoever Canelo picks, then whoever gets left out of that Canelo sweepstakes, you have Charlo right there. Will the consolation prize of Charlo be enough to risk getting the big ticket? And so we have to see that.
Right. And so far, it's seeming like no. With Abel Sanchez talking about Jermall Charlo doesn't deserve a fight with him. When he had said that was ridiculous. So that's why I need Jermall Charlo to go out there and, like I said, pull up an impressive performance, tear the Barclays down. You know, you did it last time. You just did it 8 months ago when you went tanking. I was there in person. I seen it. Tank came out there, knocked Queller out. Charlo said, what? Came out there, knocked Centeno out. AB, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He started fighting in the sixth round, in the 12th. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder how they'll never do it, but a super six at middleweight would be fucking tremendous right now. All right.
First off, fuck Abel Sanchez, because this is the guy that said to justify saying that black fighters don't sell, which is an egregious statement. It's not true. And it makes me look at, that's when I started looking at Abel's side eyes. He has those undertones, saying something like that makes me side eye.
Yeah, man.
That was wild. That was wild, greasy for him to say, man. And then how he say that in the way his stable turnout this year.
And then turn around and get my boy the blue chip buster for PEDs after that. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Oh, and then the nail in the coffin for me was, it's now fuck Abel forever. It was just another thing he said was, he said that Roy Jones is the reason why HBO is going down under, and his biased commentary. Like, how are you going to single out Roy of all people on HBO?
Roy be the most honest on there, man.
Yeah, Roy's like the most honest, but because he didn't suck Jacobs' dick like the others in the Canelo fight, oh, he's the prop. Nah, fuck out of here. I can't stand that guy. Sorry, I don't want to talk about him.
No, it's cool, man. They just got to get in the ring with him. What you think, Leon?
I was actually just looking at the rankings. I mean, I was looking at everybody at middleweight because I was trying to see who would he fight. Because if they fight, I mean, I think, so the first thing is, I think they need to fight often so that they can be seen, so that they could drive the demand for the Canelo fights, you know, shit like that. So if Jermall impressed this weekend, and he come back and he have a hometown fight, you know, we know it's going to be a certain level of fighter if he's fighting at home or whatever, or if it's just a little show, another showcase fight, you know. But I don't know. I don't see nobody, you know. There's Derevchenko. You got Billy Joe that maybe he could fight, but I don't see nobody else really off of the DAZN roster that he's going to fight. And like I said, I don't see DAZN and PBC Fox doing business, because Fox is going to be on Fox, or it's going to be on Fox pay-per-view. It's not going to be on Fox the Zone pay-per-view. And
if a fight was like, if a fight like that was ordered, it'd probably be like ordered to a bid or something like that.
But I mean, the purpose of Jermall Charlo's title is for him to fight the champion, which is Canelo. So why the fuck is he fighting Triple G in the first? Why are they ordering him to fight Triple G in the first place? He should be fighting Canelo. So that's like, it's already like they're gonna do what they want, regardless of what get ordered and what gets, whether it's a bid, whatever. They're not gonna come to terms, and they're not gonna do these joint pay-per-views. Like, the only way Triple G gonna fight Jermall Charlo is if he's with Al Heyman, or they doing the deal-to-deal like we talked about before. But I don't see him. I don't see nobody fighting him, and he don't have a lot of opponents.
We all know that the WBC kind of makes shit up as they go along all the time.
And they want to be in Canelo's favor after he already said fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's boxing. That's boxing for you. Boxing politics 101.
I was just going to have you shout out your boy. You know, he'll be on the preliminaries undercard. Hopefully we can watch the undercard somewhere. But your boy F.A. Or how you really pronounce your boy, man?
F.A. Ajaba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's probably not going to be televised. I don't think so. I mean, unless they do it where it's like, hey, you can watch it on the app or whatever, and then they'll show it on Fox, whatever. But I don't see it being on TV, although it should be, since the guy's already a star. But if it is on the app somewhere, or I find it on a bootleg site, I'll try to catch it. But yeah, like I said, middleweight in itself is. Although it is competitive, though, it's just a lot of red tape you got to maneuver around for everyone. Like, there's no real free agent in it that can move as a player. Oh, no. I mean, Triple G is the only one right now, but it's just more or less he's figuring out what the deal is for him, what's the best for this. So, I mean, in this case, Charlo's going to have, in order for him to get the fight, he's going to have to go to the zone. And because because the zone does have the middleweights, he has no choice. He's gonna have to do that, or hope that someone beats Canelo, upsets Canelo, that has no political like stronghold in any network. So, this is politics for you. When you just really all you want to do is just see all of them fight. You know, you want all of them to get in the mix.
It really sucks because all these fights are really good fights to make.
Jacobs versus Charlo.
Charlo versus Andre. It's a hell of a fight. Like, all of these could be made. If all of these could be made, I'd want to see all of them. Like a round robin of all of them. You could interchange all of them, and all of them would be great fights.
Exactly.
And White Floyd.
Yeah, I mean, you can't forget him, because like I said, he's in his prime still, and he still has his zero. So,
wait.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. I'm not.
You're not supposed to. It's a joke.
No, I know, but it's just the thought of it is ridiculous. That's worse than when people call Adam Thielen White Moth.
Because of the Lemieux fight, though, at that.
Yeah.
I just want to see all of them fight. The funny part was, I didn't say this, I forgot to say this. I remember overhearing a conversation when I was at the press conference. This is another reason why I want to see Charlo, not only Charlo versus Jacob, Charlo versus Andre. Let me tell you something. They don't respect that guy at all. His name was brought up and they start Andre. Andre's name was brought up and they started laughing. Like, they don't respect that guy at all. So that would be a real, like, those guys don't like each other. And that's the best. Pat has mentioned before. Pat has always said boxing matches are the best when the guys don't really fucking like each other. And it's true.
You know what? Not to interject myself a bit, I just remember when I kind of was messing with y'all in the ring on the collie. not just three years ago, man. It's crazy how knockouts can change the perception of people. Because I remember when J-Rock was calling out Charlo, and the perception was J-Rock had them Charlo boys ducking him. But now you kind of fast forward a few years later, it's like J-Rock is kind of an afterthought, and like Charlo's is up on the up and up when they used to be like the villains back then. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how that shit's changed for them over the last few years, man. Because I remember that's kind of how my introduction was to the Charlos, was that I forgot which Charlo was that the perception was he was ducking J-Rock.
Jamal.
That's what happens when you take somebody's soul, though. You get respect.
Right, and
you lay niggas out like how they do.
You see what I'm saying, Leon? I remember how a few years ago it was that kind of perception, like these Charlo, they gassed a bit much, they a little bit gassed up, and now you look at them, man, that's crazy.
And people I've talked, the funny thing is, people I've talked to still hold that against Jamal, like they don't like him for that, like the whole thing.
They booed him.
Like, they still look at him as a poor winner. You know? But I understand why people did it. But it's just crazy. Like, when stuff like that happens, and stuff like that, they always use against the Charlo. Because they have their heart on their sleeve. They really are, like, I don't want to call them emotional, but they do wear their heart on their sleeve. And they, like, just, they give you their feelings. It's good for better or for worse. And
that's emotional, though. That's emotional. I mean,
you could tell they took all that personal. Like J-Rock thing, Charlo really took that shit personal. Yeah. And I understand why, but like,
and he channeled it all into that uppercut.
But at the same time, I felt like it was. I mean, I do understand. I don't hold it against him, but I think he did go overboard. Because he took it too personal. At the end of the day, I mean, the reason why J-Rock did that was that's the reason why J-Rock even got the fight, was because he wouldn't have gotten Charlo even admitted that the reason why he didn't want to fight J-Rock was because he was going to give up the belt and move up in weight. But because J-Rock was talking so much, Charlo said, fuck that, I'm just going to fight this guy, and then move up, and he fucking took his soul. So in a way, if J-Rock doesn't talk all that shit, he doesn't get that fight. He had to do all that.
Pat, I know you was at that fight, and man, like, they booed the shit out of Jamal after that. And I think they just booed him. I mean, mostly because it was a Mexican crowd.
Oh yeah, no. That, I mean,
that's and then on top of, because actually they booed the shit out of Jamel when he beat Trout for no reason, really. I couldn't even hear what he was saying because they was booing him so bad. After the fight, I was gonna say is that you know, they booed him, and then I think they just booed him because he knocked him out so bad that people was like, damn, like just take your W. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why he got booed, but. I mean, it was just shit. What y'all want him to, like, y'all want him to be vicious in the ring and then in a split second be politically correct and shit, you know, and make all the proper moves. It's like, man, it's a dirty game, you know what I mean? Like, you could lose your life in there. So if that's what they showing, that's what they showing. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, man. I mean, the Charlos, I mean, you want them to be villains, they're going to be villains, man. So that's what they got to do, what they're going to do.
I mean, no, the thing is that, like, I don't even think it's really them trying to be villains. I think that's just how they naturally are, and it just comes off very dickish. So, like, people don't like that. You know, it's like people just don't like that at all. And I don't think they're putting up a front or anything like that. That's just kind of how they are. Like they said, like I said, they wear their emotions on their sleeve.
And they're Houston niggas. That's what. That's pretty much what it is. They're Houston niggas, man. That's how they act. That's how they do.
Because I remember, I always remember when I went to the press conference. One of the guys was able to actually talk, like a cameraman for one of the media guys was able to talk to the Charlos before the press conference started. And he came back, and like it was me and a couple other people, and he shook his head like it's going to be one of those days. Charlos, I just talked to them and they're very moody to them. So like they kind of have that rap for being like it's not just like in the fight, it's just how they are personally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with them. I think they seem like cool guys. They have their way, their heart,
and
their sleep.
Yeah. I mean, I basically interviewed both of them face to face, and I mean, I didn't see nothing out of the ordinary about their energy. I mean, they fighters. They was hype. You know, Jermell had just finished working out, and then he was doing the interview, and he was hype as fuck. I was standing right in front of him, and I mean, it wasn't like, you know, something I need to, you know, write about, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's just they hype. I mean, then you got two brothers in the sport and they fighting at the same level. They having success. Yeah. It's like they marrying each other. So it's like they say, it's like fighting two people, whatever. And they come from a long tour. They come from, you know, Evander Holyfield. So it's like they got the story. They got the uniqueness of being, you know, twin boxers, champion, whatever. And they got an opportunity right here on Fox. Cause I believe if it's not the first, it's probably in the second, you know, most watched TV network.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, news out. Don't you kind of find it ironic how the perception of the Charlos maybe around about 2015 was that they were Big Charlo was ducking J-Rock, and how all that went down after that, you know, after that fight happened, to how people kind of view the Charlo brothers now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been a big 360, but I mean, I'm sorry, 360. It's been a whole 180 because of, like Leon said, because of the J-Rock knockout and the Lubin knockout. Once you start knocking people out, once you started with the K-9 knockout, when Jermall Charlo knocked him out, once you start knocking people out, you just start knocking people around a little bit, you know? Start putting some more respect on your name. And that's basically what the Charlos got right now. Like, their resumes haven't really improved since J-Rock or anything like that. Like, it's not like, as far as Jermall, he hasn't been able to fight anybody, but he still has that respect on his name because of the way he's getting rid of these opponents. Which is why, that's the thing I always say, that is sometimes, even when you fight an opponent that's not on your level, then what you got to look at is did you do what you're supposed to do to a fighter that caliber? And that's what Jermall Charlo does. He gets rid of fighters that's not on his level, which shows that he is of another level. He don't struggle with them. So
me personally, I do feel that Jermall has improved drastically as a fighter. The Jermall that fought that now is much better than the Jermall that fought John Jackson. I really believe he's right. Become a much better fighter to me. Anyway, I've noticed the improvement.
So Jermall Charlo seems to be a much more complete fighter. Like, he now has power to match his boxing skill. He always had boxing skill, even at the beginning.
Jermall Charlo was boxing. Could you think it could be because he's been getting more rounds in the ring recently? Because Charles, you know, Big Charles has been sparking him, and that's been that.
He gets to work with Errol Spence.
And I was just going to say, I think it's been Derek James. And I had the pleasure of speaking to Derek James one-on-one. He's a great guy. I can see why he could get the best out of Charles. Like, he's a great trainer.
I think the fact that Charlo wants to be a beast, I think the fact that Charlo has Derek James training him, and I think that he gets to work with Earl Spence, makes him the great that he is.
Man, it's just too many good fights for us not to be seeing him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too many. Like, I'm just sitting back, I'm listening to y'all, I'm just thinking, like, damn, do somebody from 154 got to move up to 160 to fight Jermall Charlo? Like, hurt? For them to, like, keep this shit going, I mean, what do he have to do to get one of these fights?
Like, Boo, you know, had to.
I mean, even Jermall, once he fight her, then what? You know what
right,
I mean?
You know he's not gonna be able to. You know they're gonna building up Mugia to fight
fight Lara, but it's like you need them fights that's gonna like make you a household name. You know what I'm saying? After, because you got the showcase fights, you got so many showcase fights.
I mean, I really don't want to see this fight only because I don't want to see him get hurt. And I know the guy Kel's been saying he wants her, he wants Charlo. He's been asking for both of them. If Noki's like, if he's not gonna wait around for Khan, if Khan doesn't want to come to the table, he's dead. I want to be heard. give me Charlo. But those fights, he'll get hurt, and they'll be good fights as long as they last, but he'll get hurt bad. That's the thing. That's the other thing. Like, what else is left at 154 after those guys fight each other? I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, now I think about it, nothing there, man.
I mean, the only thing I wouldn't even want to see Charlo against Lara, because that now Lara is kind of on the downside. Like, that fight could have happened, you know, when Lara was, no, it couldn't have happened when it was in the front, because they both have the same trainers. They both were at the time, Jermell was with Ronnie Shield, who was also with Lara. So it couldn't have happened back then. And now he switched trainers, Jermell, and now they have different trainers, so they could do it. But Lara is kind of on the downside. So
right.
If that happened, I would favor Charlo to beat Lara.
I mean, with Fox, who's putting all his money, not to say that the Charlos are now tied to Fox, because they could fight on Showtime, Al Heyman, you know, but like, maybe they should take one fight and go to DAZN and fight Canelo or whatever and see what you can do, or fight Andrade. And the other one, just, you know, Jermell just stay on Showtime or Fox. But would they, after investing all that money into them, you think that they would let him go fight on DAZN?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Or put DAZN, or put money in DAZN pockets at all? You know what I mean?
Absolutely not. It doesn't make any difference.
Nope, that's hustling backwards.
Thank you guys for listening to Ringside Rave. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time. Peace.